Well, good afternoon. Here it is, Thankful Friday. Hard to believe it's already the 11th of June. Time just keeps flying by. Seems like it goes faster and faster. And I'm actually taping this down at camp. It's Wednesday evening. We're getting ready for services. It's been a good camp, a good week of camp. We've had three saves so far. We're praying for more even tonight. One of them is ours, and I'll let you find that out on Sunday. But it's exciting. It's exciting to work with young people and to see how God molds them and how he's going to use them. So Thankful Friday. Today I want us to think about Philemon verse number 4. Philemon verse number 4 says, I thank my God, making mention of you always in my prayer. And so the first thing we notice is the writer. If you go back to verse number 1, you see that Paul is writing to Philemon. Paul addresses him as dearly beloved. He had endeared himself to Paul. I'm sure they had done lots of ministry together. Philemon was evidently more than likely a man who loved the Lord and loved the things of God. And Paul's just writing to encourage him like he did Titus or Timothy or one of the others. He's just writing to encourage him, lift him up. And he said, dearly beloved, fellow laborer. So he was a saved person that Paul's writing to. He knew heaven as his eternal home. He recognized that Jesus Christ died to be the savior of all mankind. He shed his blood there on the cross of Calvary that heaven might be the way for us to go through the shed blood of Jesus. And so he was a saved person. He was about the work of seeing people saved. He was involved in seeing them saved and baptized and then growing in the Lord. He was involved in all those things. Undoubtedly, he might have even helped Paul with missions outreach as Paul went to different islands and different cities preaching about the Lord. Philemon may have been one of those, or he may have been one to have a house church. And we don't know for sure, but you don't necessarily have to be a preacher to be a fellow laborer. You know, anyone who does the work of the Lord is a fellow laborer, and the work of the Lord is telling others about Jesus. So if you're telling others about Jesus, then you too are a fellow laborer for the Lord. No greater thing can we do for the cause of Christ than to tell others about Jesus. Of course, after we see them saved, then we need to realize we need to get them into a good independent Baptist church that preaches the Word of God. We need to see them get baptized. We need to disciple them that they might grow in grace and knowledge and truth and understand all that's involved in being a good Christian. The second thing we find about Philemon, written to Philemon here in this portion of Scripture, is that Paul says, I thank my God. I thank my God. So Paul was thankful for those who served the Lord. He was thankful for others who were in the work. Excuse me. And so he was thanking God for Philemon. He thanked him, I would believe, on a regular basis. Many of you know, as this is being posted, I'm doing a funeral. I've done a funeral for Brother Brewer today, and Brother Brewer was one of my preacher daddies. I ministered under him for a while and then went off to Bible college. I came back, preached my first sermon at Bonner Springs. My first sermon was preached at Bonner Springs, and my first revival that I held was at Bonner Springs. And so Brother Brewer, he encouraged me, and one of the greatest things that encouraged me about Brother Brewer was that while he could, while his mind was sharp, he prayed for us every day. It was just a wonderful thing. He'd say, hey, Kevin, I just want you to know, I prayed for you and Cindy today. There's nothing like having someone who can pray for you, who remembers to pray for you. It's a real encouragement as you labor for the Lord. And it's something that we can all do, right? We can all pray for one another. We ought to be praying for and encouraging one another in our walks with the Lord. Remember, Romans chapter 1 and verse number 8 says, first, I thank my God through Jesus Christ for you all. And we need to be thankful for fellow laborers, for people who work alongside us. And, you know, they don't have to be right alongside us, right? They can be in the Philippines, like the Quinlans. They can be in England, like the Grits. They can be in Papua New Guinea, like the Crots. So we have so many fellow laborers, and we just need to pray for them, encourage them, be thankful for them, and lift them up in the Lord. Some people look at laboring for the Lord as a competition. You know, we have several good churches around us. There's First Baptist and Mission. Brother Larry Scuffin pastors there. There's Gospel Light over on Parallel, I think it is. And they do a great job for the Lord, Brother Jared Shipman. And then there's Faith Baptist. Brother Wes Stewart's now the pastor there. And I'm thankful once a month I get to sit down with these guys. Tad LaGrosse up in Leavenworth. Once a month we get together. We have a pastor's luncheon, and we just visit. It's all it is. Just visit, share one another's prayer requests and burdens for the Lord. Just a great release for pastors to get together and their fellow laborers. They're doing the work of the Lord. Their desires to see people saved also. And we share ideas, you know, about how we can reach our community for Christ. Some people look at laboring for the Lord as a competition, but we want to make sure that we never get to that point. It's not a competition. It's about seeing as many people saved as can be saved. I mean, we want to do that, right? We want to reach as many people as possible, but it's not at, you know, it's not like a competition where we're playing a ball game, so we're keeping score, who's got more saved or who's got a bigger church. It's not about that at all. It's that we're in the work, the Lord's work together. We want to encourage and lift one another up and strengthen one another in the things of God. So it's not a competition. We're all on the same team. We're on God's team. We're all trying and striving for the same thing. It's to see as many souls saved before Jesus comes again. So we're working for the same goal. We're serving the Lord. And the third thing we notice is in this portion of scripture, he says, making mention for them always in my prayers. Making mention always in my prayers. And so, first of all, I hope you pray, right? We ought to all have a prayer life. We ought to all have a time that we call out to the Lord. And in that prayer time, it would behoove us to pray for one another. Pray for fellow laborers. First of all, you know, the scripture says, pray to the Lord of the harvest for more laborers, because the harvest truly is plenteous. We can use more help, and we need to pray for people to come to help us, to be a part of the laboring for the Lord. And so prayer is how we make our requests known to God. And we need more help. We need more laborers. Listen, we're not even denting Shawnee. I wish we could say, man, we really made an impact in Shawnee. No one else is, will be able to do anything. We've just got it. You know, we're making a huge impact. The truth of the matter is that we're not. You know, we need to pray every day. God, give us opportunities to share Christ with those around us, to share Jesus with this lost and dying world. People are thankful and pray God would continue to use one another, pray and lift one another up, encourage one another. There's nothing like knowing that someone's praying for you. And, you know, you may never know who prays for you. Maybe one of those things that you get to heaven and you'll find out, wow, this person prayed for me every day of their life, that I could do more for the cause of Christ. And if you're homebound, you're unable to get out and share Jesus with others, then you need to be praying for those who can get out. And you need to be praying that we can see fellow laborers go forth and do great works for the Lord. So fellow laborers, again, they can be pastors, youth pastors, they can be missionaries, they can be Sunday school teachers, they can be deacons, trustees, they can be any member of our church. Anyone who tells someone about Jesus is a fellow laborer, and we need to be lifting them up and encouraging them in the things of, about the Lord. Christians around the world, you know, we ought to pray for Christians around the world to make an impact in the areas that they live, in the countries they live in, that the cause of Christ might go forth. This week, let's be thankful that we have fellow laborers. Let's pray for strength and wisdom as they serve our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Let's realize we're not in competition. If we're in competition, then I guess it'd be against Satan, but really we're not in competition against each other. We're just trying to get the good news out to a lost and dying world that they might come to know Jesus as their Savior. Thank you for this time together. I want you to know that we love you. Looking forward to being together on Sunday. It's going to be a great day. Sunday night, we're going to hear from our campers. Man, they've had a great week. A lot of sunburns and things like that. It's going to be a great time to hear what God does in their life. And I hope you're praying for them. I hope you're praying that God will work in their life and have His will done. Thank you for spending time with us today. God bless you. And I'll see you in a couple of weeks. Goodbye.